And we're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, still speaking with some folks from Highlands Community College in Wamego, Director Diane Hinrichs and Student Services Representative J.D. Koontz. And we're talking a lot this morning about innovations at Highlands Community College. And just one more thing, one more feather to add to your cap, I suppose. You have a GED adult education program. And I believe you said you have 12 students enrolled in that right now?
Yeah, we currently have 12, but we run our program that we bring students in and evaluate them, see where they're at, and work on the skills they need to get their GED. So students flow in and flow out. And so, you know, throughout the year, we've probably had a total of 24. And there's a lot of really great programs for that, because in addition to just the adult education, trying to get people to the level of being able to pass the GED test, we also have what is called a GIST grant, and that allows us to provide AOK training. And that training allows people who are working on their GED to go ahead and take classes like precision agriculture and CNA and CMA, and to prepare for careers while they're getting their GED, and it's paid for. It's free of charge. So they can come into the program and walk out with a certificate and a GED with, you know, free of charge.
That's a pretty good price tag, too, for someone who wants to go out and get a better job than they may have been able to get before, right?
Yes, that's awesome.
How long has this program been in effect?
Our Highland Community College as a whole has been able to have the AOK program for several years and have received the grants. In our case, this is the first year that we've been offering that, because along with that, having the GIST grant, having the support, we also provide academic tutoring in the classroom so that if they're lacking on some skills, they're still going to be successful.
And as far as Northeastern Kansas as a whole, do you have any idea total how many students Highlands Community College has been able to serve through this program?
You know, I'm really not positive on that one.
That may be too big of a question.
Yeah.
It may be hard to gauge that, but when you look in terms of workforce development, getting people jobs, getting people diplomas, That's just huge, because now you look at the wide array of programs you have available, from the Precision Agriculture Certificate to the Expanded Allied Health Programs, and we're even going to move on to Viticulture and Enology. You're going to be starting some winery studies at Highlands Community College, and JD, you seem very excited about this, so maybe just tell us, you have some of the staff members starting right now to get this program off the ground.
Yeah, so the Viticulture and Enology program has been going for a few years at Highland, but it's exciting times right now because we're transitioning to a new phase. So they just hired an enologist, which an enologist is a winemaker, and so he starts actually today at Highland, and he will be working to not only make wine with the grapes that are grown at the Highland vineyards, but we're working on a new incubator. So they've bought a building in Wamego that they're going to renovate and turn into a wine incubator, where local vineyards and wineries that want to start making their own wine can come and use our facilities, use our equipment, use our knowledge, and get some help with that, and then be able to go back and sell that at their properties. But that way, it helps with the startup costs, because it's expensive to buy the equipment and to be able to start making your own wine is not cheap. So this will help them be able to get their feet, hit the ground running, get their feet wet, and make some good wine for Kansas.
Well, and as you said, it's very trendy to make your own wine right now, right?
Oh yeah, microbrews, small vineyards, if they're called boutique wineries, they're very popular across the country, and so this is the cutting edge of that that trend. So, and then with that, helping bring Kansas back to some of its, I would say maybe some glory days. So, Kansas used to be one of the top producing grape and wine states prior to Prohibition. So this is nothing new for the state of Kansas, just a different take on it now.
Well, and it's interesting too, because this may not be for your traditional student, because you're having these classes on Saturdays, correct? And what does that do for maybe the working adult who maybe just wants to get better at a hobby they've always dreamt of participating in?
Yeah, so the schedule works out perfectly. Most of the students in our viticulture and enology classes right now are older working adults who love the flexibility in that schedule to be able to come take classes just one day a week. It's all day on a Saturday, 9 to 5, and then the rest of the week they can go back to their job and work. But A lot of them, again, they have they're starting their own vineyards or their own wineries, and so they will come and they'll take the classes and learn what they need to do, and then they're going back and they're working in their vines to start producing grapes and producing wine.
So when Highland decided to start this program, what was their thought process behind it? Because obviously they thought there was some sort of need. Did someone approach them and directly say, hey, this would be a really good idea if you started a viticulture and enology program? Or was there some greater research behind it?
Our current director of viticulture and enology, Scott Cole, was the director at that time of the Wamego campus. And he had some people come to him and say, hey, you know, have you ever thought about, you know, doing some classes on this? Because we're interested in it. And so he did the research and developed some classes and found people who were interested in taking them, and it just has morphed from there. Scott has been phenomenal in gaining grant money. I think he has earned the college more than $1 million in grants to get there.
Well, and as we said during the break, there is no one else in the state doing this sort of program, right?
Right.
So it's a great need.
Yes.
Well, and when you talk about 400 students at Highland Community College Wamego each semester, how many people do you foresee being enrolled in this at any given time?
I think right now it's usually only a dozen or so at a time in the viticulture and enology program. Again, it's a very particular program towards working adults, but I think it's a great opportunity for maybe some K-State students who are, you know, agriculture students who have an interest. Maybe this in the back of their mind, they're thinking, you know, I want to work in agriculture, but I'm not quite sure what. It's a good opportunity for them to come over and learn about, you know, vineyard management, because within that they don't just learn how to prune the grapes. They learn about, you know, the soil involved for good grape growing, for producing good wine. They learn about, you know, pest control management and all those different areas that come with it. So it would just supplement the skills that they're also getting in their ag classes. So I think it's an opportunity for us to expand it beyond our current audience and be able to reach out to some of those, you know, younger students who are saying, you know, I think I want to try something a little bit different than maybe the traditional roles that people think of.
Well, and you have an open house coming up in April. Will people be able to see this program at the open house?
Absolutely, yeah. So April 12th, we have an open house all day long. And so we'll have tours of the campus, including the current winery. The vines are hopefully going to be greened up a little bit more by then, so they'll be able to actually go out and to see the vineyard that we have there on site. And so see the Precision Ag program. We'll have all the equipment out, the CNA program, the EMT. So yeah, April 12th, people can come out and learn more about what Highland has to offer and see what we have for them.
And Diane, do you see a lot of high school students come to this?
We get a number of high school students. We had a high school day earlier this year, but we sure, you know, hope that anybody who couldn't make it then can make it now. It's going to be about the same program that they had, and it's really a great opportunity to get a feel for what our classes are like. You know, we have small classes, very personal instruction, and they can learn about, you know, opportunities they may not know about.
Well, and your online program is certainly popular. I would assume a lot of K-State students probably take part in those, right?
Yes, we have a number of K-State students that are taking our online classes, and then also that are coming out to Wamego campus. We have the Attabus comes to Wamego now, and our students were a big part of being able to make that happen, and they do a great job of helping our students transport because they pick up in three different convenient locations in Manhattan, including K-State, and they take the students to their classes. The bus runs by and large on our block schedule, so anybody who lives in Manhattan who would like to look at taking more classes can grab the bus and come on out. Don't have to have a vehicle.
Sounds more accessible than ever, really.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to launch a smartphone app, too, so that's even more of a reason for someone to investigate getting to and from Highland Community College using the Attabus. Well, is there anything else we'd like to talk about this morning?
Well, we just want to thank you for giving us the opportunity and also to, you know, I guess, emphasize that a number of our classes, KBOR has made some changes here in the past 4 or 5 years that they have identified, you know, I think at this point they're probably up to 60 or 80 classes that are transferable across all of the state institutions. So that's community colleges or 2 4-year colleges. And so the opportunity to take classes that you know are going to transfer to an institution and that you're going to get credit for, it's not going to be a waste, is bigger than ever. These free programs that we talked about, there's some additional classes too that students can take. They can come take our accounting classes, our business classes, if they're juniors or seniors in high school and only have to pay a book rental. They can get early childhood education classes and go for that certificate or that AAS and get the majority of that paid for. So, I mean, it's just an exciting time to be a community college, to be able to help build the workforce.
The level of innovation, I don't know if people necessarily realize when they think about a community college, the level of innovation that goes behind running your campus. Because when you talk about precision ag, you talk about enology, vitology, expanded ally health, it's not your typical educational experience, and it sounds like that's working out really well for you.
Yeah, it's been great, and being able to expand our GED program, being able to expand our allied health has just opened up a bigger door, you know, for us to be able to serve students in our community.
Well, JD, is there anything you'd like to add this morning?
I think, you know, just echoing what Diane said for encouraging students to come and check us out. And, you know, the beauty of our block scheduling is that if you're a K-State student or a Manhattan Christian College student, you can pick up a class in the evenings or in the afternoons that won't interfere with maybe your morning schedule on a certain day. And with the flexibility in our schedule, you know, we can definitely find a class that fits your need. So, you know, come check us out and think outside the box when it comes to your education.
Well, it's 9:31 here at News Radio KMAN. We're going to go ahead and take our next break. We've been speaking with Diane Hendricks, the director of Highland Community College in Wamego, and J.D. Coons, the student services representative. Coming up next, we'll be speaking with political science professor from Kansas State University, Dr. Nathaniel Burkhead.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office